that when things hit our mind, that's the point of entry. But it's only until it enters our heart does to become a place of engagement of the truth that we've received in our mind. You see, and the way things get from our mind to our heart is through meditation. We sit down and we think about what the Word says. And we think about it to the point to where where it becomes the natural response rather than a decision to respond. Kind of like these babies that are here. Right now they don't know their names. You have to teach them what their name is. But eventually they'll learn their name and they will respond to that name without any decision. They'll automatically know. When you say, you know, they'll say, Aiden, and he'll reach a point where he'll respond to that. But if you say Aiden right now, it doesn't mean anything to him. Now, obviously, the voice of the parent, voice of the mother, they identify with that. But to identify, cognitively speaking, with a word, they don't. And we need to understand that concept, I think, can be applied to the Scripture. It's where we spend enough time thinking about the Scripture that it goes from simply something that we know the Bible says to where we literally experience it in our heart. I believe with all of my heart that the major problem with the church today is not that we don't know enough. We know more stuff today than we've known in a generation, in generations. We've had an explosion of teaching. And you've got all kinds of Christian media out there that has just spread all kinds of truth, and we hear all kinds of things. We know all kinds of stuff. But I'm not certain that we have experienced what we know. We know what we know, but I'm not certain that we've experienced it like we should. I mean, I remember as a boy, we used to have prayer meetings that would last all night long. Can you imagine praying all night long? As a teenager, we used to have, in our youth group in California, we'd have prayer meetings that would last way past the time everybody else had left church. We'd have 15, 25 young people in the prayer room praying. We've lost that. We've lost that. We've got too much TV. We've got too many video games. We got too much stuff to pull us away from the Word. As a matter of fact, we've got people that know more about movie stars and Hollywood than they do the Word of God. We've got kids today that know more about the media people, the entertainers, they can name them like this. Ask them to find the book of Hezekiah, and they can't find it. They don't know that Hezekiah was a king. He didn't write a book. There isn't a book in the Bible named Hezekiah. But if you want to get somebody's know-it-all, ask him to find a book of Hezekiah for me, could you? Oh, sure, I know right where that's at. Be nice. Okay. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. See, the Bible really is concerned about your mind. Now, some of you are really concerned about your mind, too. Where is it at? I lost it. In other words, we need to spend more time thinking about the goodness of God's blessing in our life. The goodness of God. The good things to think about. There are people in your life, it's good just to think about them. Just think about them. It's good just to think about the things that God has done in your life in the past. Just think about it. I made a comment a number of months ago about rehearsing the goodness of God. Every time you think about past blessings, you are rehearsing the goodness of God in your mind and your heart. Every time you read the Bible, you're rehearsing how God intervened in the lives of people. When you read the four Gospels, you're reading how that God intervened in the future of humanity. And every time you're rehearsing God's goodness. Don't think about the Bible as being some book that once you get it read, you've read it. Hello? Most of the time, we don't reread books we've read. Most of the time, once we read them, either they go back to the library, or they go on the bookshelf, or they go to somebody else. This book, folks, needs to be read and reread and read and reread, read and reread over and over again. Because every time you read this book, you are rehearsing what God has said. And what that does is that works on our mind. And the more we reread it, it's kind of, you know, they told me years ago when I was in college that our mind stores memory in levels. And every day stores a new layer of memory in your mind and pushes what you learned a month ago, 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, further and further down your mind. So when you think about it, you have got to remember on purpose. It's just not right there. That make sense? Well, folks, sometimes we've done that with the Bible. We've let so much stuff in life push it down to the point to where we can't remember things that God has said. Well, the reason why you can't remember what God has said, because you haven't reread what God said. Look at somebody say, I need to be a rereader of the Word. See, some people think that they've read the Bible, they've read it all. No, you haven't. You can get fresh stuff out of that book every time you open it up. Praise God. So he says, think on these things. Now, it was in a Philippian jail that Paul praised, and Silas, Paul and Silas praised and gave thanks. Remember that when they were beat up and they were put in stocks and chains? They were in the jail, and at midnight, of all times, they begin singing praises to God. And if you take the time, the praise that they begin to call out on God, if you go to the Hebrew equivalence, literally was the halal praise. So here are these guys that have had their backs beaten bloody, and perhaps other injuries as a result of their beating. And they got their hands and their legs in stocks and their hands in chains. They're doing the halal praise. Hello? They weren't like this. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, that hurts, Paul. Oh, praise you, hallelujah. Silas, I feel sick. I mean, they're just going crazy. Hello, I'm being honest with you now. I can't tell you that I'd do that. I mean, I know that I would. I know that I would call out on Almighty God. See, it really depends what where your focus is. If your focus is on chains and stocks, then that's what controls your thoughts, your communication, and your behavior. But if your thoughts are on God's promises, see, Paul knew the Old Testament. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. The problem is we don't like the part between what we read and the all. Let's see what was required of. I mean, here's my question: would God have responded to what they were saying and doing if it wasn't praise and worship? Would have God sent an earthquake to break loose the chains and the stocks and eventually bring about healing for their bodies and healing for the salvation for the jailer and his family? Would God have responded the way he did if they hadn't been praising God? I'm going to tell you, according to the authority of Jim Solomon, no, I don't believe that. I believe God responded to how they responded to their circumstances. Look at somebody and say, I think that's okay. See, what we want is we want to get to the end of our ride, like when we go down the lazy river down in Disney World. Just want to kind of float down. And folks, sometimes garbage happens. Stuff happens to godly people. But you see, if we'll spend time getting our mind on the right kind of things, we'll be praisers and givers of thanks rather than complainers. God, why? Whether you like it or not, folks, this is good preaching. Now, Zig Ziglar has some suggestions that I believe will enhance anybody's environment. Number one, mind your manners. Say please, thank you, and excuse me. See, you can condition your environment to change if you'll change on the inside. Smile when you see your family. Turn your frown upside down. You're getting ready to go into family settings in about 2 weeks. You already know you're going to see some people. You just assume they stayed home. Pick up after yourself. Notice when others do kind things for you. Show gratitude by actions or words. See, that'll make all the difference in the world. In your home, if you take the time to say thank you. Say I love you before going to bed. Give lingering hugs daily. I heard a psychologist say on one of the programs I was listening to, said that everybody needs to have at least 7 lingering hugs every day. You need to be a hugger. You need to hug everybody. Now, some people they don't hug because they don't like it. When you hug some people, it seems like you're hugging a post. So when they respond like a post, I let them stand there like a post. Next time, I just shake their hand. Don't worry about tomorrow. Focus on what you are happy about today. Show thankfulness for even the little things others do for you. Zig Ziglar ought to be saying these things in front of you. He can say them a whole lot better. Encourage someone with a compliment. Tell people how good they look. Now, don't lie. Do you know a person could have a nice suit on or a nice dress and look sloppy in it, but the dress itself looks nice because it's a nice dress. And you're not lying. You know, some people don't know how to fix their hair. My dad used to say, if the barn needs painting, paint it. You hear what I'm saying? In other words, say things to people to make them really feel like you hold them in high esteem. Well, I see you're really getting that good. Okay. Verbalize what you are grateful for when you feel like complaining about it. I have a hard time with that when it comes to computers. I love computers, but I do complain about my computer. I'm in the process of changing now, I promise you. I really change when it works. Remember to thank God for blessings each day. Surprise your family or friends with little gifts or treats to show you thought of them. I will say my bride does that frequently. She'll come home with something that I don't really care that much if I got it or not, but she thought enough of me to give it to me. I enjoyed it when it was given to me, but it wasn't something I really, but it was in her heart to do it. You hear what I'm saying? Stop grumbling about minor annoyances around the house. One of the worst programs that's ever been created for television is called The Newlywed Game. I think there probably been more marriages broke up after that program was filmed than any program on television. Because there's inevitably going to be one question, what is it you discovered you don't like about your married partner? And I wonder how many times, because of what has to be done around the house that interferes with our comfort zone, we don't like it. I was watching just a real interesting program about Obamacare. I was sitting there very intently listening to all those people slice the president up 45 different ways. And what does Priscilla do? She turns on the vacuum cleaner. Didn't even ask me if it was okay. She just said, "Yeah."
Tell her thank you.
No, I thought, now, I could get upset about this, but I'm not going to because she keeps a clean house.
You were already upset over Obama.
So I got up and went in the kitchen and I sat and ate my lunch. And when she turned the thing off, I went back and watched the rest of the program. It's really not hard. It's not hard to make up what you miss on those programs because turn the channel, someone else is slicing them up 45 different ways than what the other guys were. No hallelujahs. We need to be praying for our president. I shut the TV off yesterday afternoon, and of course, Brazil was gone shopping, and I said, "Lord, bless the president. Somehow help him. He's in trouble, Lord." You got to realize, him being in trouble is getting us in trouble. Amen. It's true, the scripture says, pray for those in authority that you might have peace. And right now, I don't have peace about the Affordable Care Act. Tragic to hear people's stories about what's going on with that. Do special things to cherish the time with your family. You never know what tomorrow will bring. Reflect on happy memories regularly. One of the things I've really enjoyed about Facebook, one of the things, there's a lot about I don't like, but one of the things I love is to see my fat little grandson. Is he fat? He is all rolls of fat. He's got two or three rolls going down each arm, here, his legs. He is the embodiment of, what's that guy?
Oh, really? The Pillsbury.
The Pillsbury Doughboy. He came alive. He lives in Virginia Beach. But I love the pictures because they constantly remind you of good things in your past. Pleasant things. Have you ever noticed how if someone is fighting and angry at one another and just wanting to tear one another apart, that most family members don't take pictures of those things? But they do take pictures of good times. And it's the good times I enjoy watching. And we need to realize that our minds are wonderful things. God gave them to us for us to use for positive things rather than negative things. Help someone out without having them having to ask you. Watch for someone who's in need. Amen? When you're doing household chores, be grateful that you have a house to clean. And if you want to know that graphically, look at the report coming from the Philippines right now. Lands that used to be filled with houses are absolutely leveled. Well, time to close. I'll pick up some of these things next week or the week following, Thanksgiving Sunday. But Hebrews 13:12 says, "Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Praise God. There is so much that we can be thankful for that Jesus Christ has brought about in our lives. And our number one issue, I really believe, as believers, and we need to be thinking about this through this season of the year, we need to be reminded every day that there's so much stuff in our lives that we can be thankful for. I had an issue this week. I met somebody in a restaurant, and they had poor looking clothes on, and they paid their bill with pennies and coins, and it was a single individual. So I just stood there. I was waiting for my food, and they came up to me and they said, "Oh, what are you here for this time of day?" I said, "Well," I said, "I'm a pastor of the church up the street." "Oh, you are? Yeah. Well, what you going to preach on today?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to be talking about Thanksgiving." She says, "Oh, my life's terrible." I said, "What's going on?" "Oh," she says, "just terrible." I said, "Was it a problem? Problem with your husband, your boyfriend, your sickness?" She wouldn't tell me. And I said, "Well, you know, God loves you. God really wants to help you through this." "No, I've talked with him, and I don't believe he wants to help me." And before I could say another word, she grabbed her food and walked out the door. "Oh, God bless you," and walked out the door. And I was thinking a lot about her. I thought, you know, how many people just like her sit in churches like this every week, totally focused on the issues that they're dealing with, believing that God doesn't care about them. Believing that he's not really interested in helping them through what they're going through. And I thought, if I'd just been fast enough, just quick enough, to help her to understand that bad things happen, but if you can begin by starting to focus on a loving God. But see, she was so focused on the negatives in her life, she couldn't believe that God loved her. And it just fell right into what I was going to talk about today, in my mind at least, is what I focus on becomes the rule in my mind and my heart toward God. I think about how much he loves me because of what's going on in my life. And when good things happen, God loves me. And when bad things happen, where's God? Where's God? Where's God? You know what? God's here. He's around us at all times. And so I prayed for her this morning after I was in prayer time. I said, Lord, somehow communicate with that young lady. Send somebody into her life. Let her know how much you love her. I believe God wants her to know that he loves her. She doesn't believe that right now. And there's a lot of people that don't believe that. You know what? I'm convinced that some of us are not totally convinced that he loves us as much as we're told that he does. Someone left the door. One of the services sometime back said that they're really struggling with believing that God really loved them. You know, there's a lot of people that struggle with, does God really love me? You know what? He does. What we celebrate here in just a few moments, only one word describes it. Love. Only one word describes it is love. I just finished reading one of O'Reilly's books on the death of Christ. And he really graphic, talking about what he believes happened when Jesus died. And I thought, after I finished reading it, and there was things about it that I really felt that he kind of was off base on, but if there was one thing that I think that he was very, very much on was describing the cruel punishment that Jesus went through. He didn't have to, but he did it because he loved you. And you can't do enough bad to keep God from loving you. You can't be a bad enough person to outpace and exhaust how much God loves you. We need to be reminded, and this is what this is all about this morning. We're gonna let you sing a song. Sing an old hymn. How many know what old hymns are? They're old. This particular hymn was written back in 1866. It was just a year after Russ started leading worship. And I know it, and I think that Marty knows it. You may know it. You don't. Marty, you know this song? Yeah. And so we're going to do it because I think we should. And I was singing it last night in my office. I was listening to the piano play it on the internet. It was really good. I was really getting blessed by it. And I thought, well, I know that you'd get blessed by it too. Why don't we stand? I will sing of my Redeemer.
I don't remember the song.
You what?
I don't remember the song. I'm too young.
Oh, too young. How many know the song? Oh, wonderful. Three of us. I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing, of my Redeemer, with his His blood, He purchased me on the cross. He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer. His triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory He gave it over sin and death and hell. Sing a sing of my Redeemer. Oh, with His blood He ransomed me on the cross. He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and His heavenly love to me. He from death to life had brought me, Son of God, with Him to be. Sing a sing of my Redeemer. Oh, with His blood He purchased me on the cross. He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Oh, sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me on the cross. He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Oh, sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me on the cross. He sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Let's give Him a hand. Praise the Lord. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Oh, we praise and honor You, oh God. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. What a song. An old song, but a good song. Scripture says that the last night that Jesus was alive before He went to the cross, says that He met with the disciples, says that He took the bread and the cup, and He broke it, and He gave it to them. And He said, "Eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." He said, "Take the cup, this is my blood, which is shed for you." And He said that this represents a new covenant. You know, what we just sang about became reality. I said, what we just sang about became reality. And you know what? He said, be thankful. Because the whole form of this, He gave thanks. The Eucharist, the giving of thanks. We need to give thanks this morning for the awesome blessing that God has brought into our lives. All because He loved us. Would you come forward and take this, please, and we'll receive it at the same time. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Alleluia. 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 Lord, we love You. 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 Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. 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 Alleluia. I thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alleluia, 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 oh Alleluia, Alleluia. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you thanks this morning. Father, we give you thanks this morning for the awesome blessing that you have been in each of our lives. Lord, there are so many issues, Father, we can give you thanks for. So many things, Lord, that have gone on that we can give you thanks for. Forgive us, Lord, for forgetting the goodness you've brought into our lives. Forgive us for not paying attention to how few times we give you thanks. Remind us, O Lord, that we bless you with our words. We bless you with our songs of praise. We bless you with our rejoicing, O Lord. Help us, Father God, to bless you, to honor you in the quiet times when all we're doing is simply thinking about issues we face. Help us, Lord, to take our focus off of what we cannot control and put our focus on you, O God. Turn our hearts, Heavenly Father, from the things that are negative to the things that are positive. Turn our attitude, Lord God, from complaining about what's happening to us to praising you for all the goodness that you have brought into our lives. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, O God. Thank you for giving us the gift of eternal life, Father. Thank you for breaking the controlling force of sin that motivated us to do the wrong things over and over and over again. Thank you for breaking strongholds in our lives, O God. Thank you, Father, for clearing our minds so that we can think right. Thank you, Lord God, for healing our bodies. Thank you, Lord, for healing our marriages. Thank you for healing, Lord God, our families. Thank you, Father, for doing so much for us as your children. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Father. As we partake of the bread, Lord, we do so with a heart of thanks to you. Thank you for your willingness to allow your body to be broken, to be tortured, to be struck, Lord God, to be beat, to be nailed, O God, to be speared, Father. Thank you for your willingness to go through that punishment that we might know the gift of eternal life. Thank you for allowing your blood to be poured out that, Father, the curse of sin would be forever broken over our lives. And we receive the gift of eternal life as your children. So, Father, we thank you today. We bless you. We give you honor. And we give you thanks. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may take the bread. You may take the cup. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Barry, would you collect the... I want you to say where you're at. Collect the okay. I'm going to pull a fast one on you. I think it's going to be funny. You're going to love it. We always sing this song, Alleluia, as a worship song. Appropriately so. All right? But actually, the truest application to the song is a halal song, not a worship song. The word hallelujah comes from the halal jah. Crazy praise to God. Ready? Oh, alleluia, alleluia, oh, alleluia, oh, alleluia, come on, yeah, alleluia, oh, come on, come on, oh, a little faster, a little faster, oh, alleluia, oh, alleluia, oh, alleluia, come on, yeah. Hallelujah! Come on! Come on, come on, come on! Come on, Tommy! Yeah, yeah! Yeah! Come on! Come on! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, do it again! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, come on, one more time! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! You may be dismissed.